Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 14th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Stumps and a Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Before we dive into the Microsoft Patch Tuesday updates, first a quick update on Windows 8.1 update. Yesterday I was talking about how barely a month after Windows 8.1 update was released, Windows 8.1 was no longer going to be supported. Yesterday Microsoft changed its mind on this and I didn't find out until after I recorded the podcast. Turns out you have a whole other month to work out all the problems that people had with installing Windows 8.1 update. But starting with June's patch Tuesday, you should no longer expect any updates for Windows 8.1. The only supported version will be Windows 8.1 update. But with that, let's look at the Microsoft updates from today. And as promised, we received 8 new bulletins, 2 of which are rated critical. And I just want to start them a little bit from the back this time, because the probably most important bulletin is the one with the highest number, MS-1429. MS-1429 is the usual cumulative security update for Internet Explorer, and it does include MS-1421. So going forward, you actually don't have to bother installing MS-1421 anymore, which was the out-of-band update that Microsoft released in order to patch this Saturday vulnerability. Overall, including MS-1429, we do have a total of 3 bulletins that address vulnerabilities that are already being exploited in target attacks. The other 2 are MS-1424, which is an Office vulnerability and really just affects ASLR bypass. So that's why it's only rated as important. It just makes exploitation easier, but doesn't contain exploit in itself. And then we also have a privilege escalation vulnerability in the Windows shell handler that is also rated important. So total of 3 bulletins that I think you should probably prioritize because there are exploits already available. And then we do have the second critical bulletin, and that affects Microsoft SharePoint Server. That's MS-1422. Of course, if you do run Microsoft SharePoint Server, then this should probably be the second bulletin that you worry about after the Internet Explorer cumulative update. The other one that we rated critical for clients and Microsoft only rated important is the, well, usual, I have to say, Microsoft Office remote code execution MS-1423. No exploit available for this yet. It fixes a total of 2 vulnerabilities. In addition, we do have another privilege escalation vulnerability, that's MS-1425, and then we do have an iSCSI denial of service vulnerability, MS-1428. So those are, I wouldn't say terribly interesting. In particular, the iSCSI one, it has an exploitability of 3, which says exploitability is unlikely. And then again, it's just a denial of service. And again, iSCSI, which you probably shouldn't expose to the outside anyway. So that's why I think that's probably the least important one out of the bulletins this month. The vulnerability that's being exploited and it's being patched by MS-1429 does appear to be distinct from MS-1421 because the CVE number is different. So overall, if you take MS-1421 into account, we do have 4 out of these 9 bulletins that patch vulnerabilities that are currently being exploited in targeted attacks. But Microsoft wasn't alone today. As usual, we also got bulletins from Adobe. Adobe gave us a total of 3 bulletins, 1 for Flash Player, 1 for Adobe Acrobat and Reader, and then the 3rd one is for Adobe Illustrator. Don't think we get those bulletins too often, but then again, not too many people do run Adobe Illustrator. The two bulletins for Reader and for Flash Player are rated with a priority of 1, meaning that exploit code is already available. These two bulletins do fix problems uncovered during the Pwn2Own contest, so these may be the vulnerabilities that it is referring to. Other than that, no real big surprises here. Hey, JavaScript doesn't seem to be a real good idea in Adobe Acrobat or Reader, because it again, for example, is responsible for one of the vulnerabilities, but in this case just an information disclosure vulnerability. Plenty of code execution vulnerabilities are being patched in the Adobe Acrobat and Reader bulletin. Only one code execution vulnerability that's being patched with Flash Player, but 4 security bypass vulnerability and 1 same origin bypass vulnerability. The security feature bypass vulnerabilities, they have become critical in some of the target exploits that exploit Windows vulnerabilities. In order to bypass ASLR, Flash is frequently used as a tool to accomplish that. This month we're trying something a little bit different with the Adobe bulletins by giving you a list of current versions of affected Adobe software. Let me know if you like that and if I got it correct. And as usual on Patch Tuesday, we are running a little bit over, but there are a couple of stories I at least want to mention. First of all, looks like attackers are now going after other cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin anymore. Dogwalt.com got hacked. Dogwalt does take care of people's dog coins, and as such, of course, had some currencies sitting around there for the taking. Then we also have more reports about leaks from publicly accessible NAS drives. These NAS appliances like QNAP or Synology and who not else is making them tend to be openly accessible to internet traffic and as such susceptible to various vulnerabilities. And then finally, OAuth is something we have talked about a lot and about the difficulties in implementing it correctly. There is now an interesting OAuth cheat sheet published by OAuthSecurity.com. If you do intend to implement OAuth, please read this cheat sheet first. Well, this is it again for today. Thanks again for listening. Tell your friends about this podcast and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.